Tanya for the fourth day of Av, Dalet Av, is in Igeres HaKedush on page 204. The number at the bottom of the page is 392. We are in Siman Aleph of Igeres HaKedush at the second half of the Siman. This letter was written on the occasion of the conclusion of the Shas, of the study of the Gemara, of the entire Gemara, but the purpose of the letter is to strengthen and encourage the davening that is typical of the Hasidim to daven ba'arichas, to daven at length and with concentration. The Rebbe began explaining the verse Chagra Be'ez Masneha that Shlomo HaMelech says in the Eshos Chayil, Chagra Be'ez Masneha, that she girds with strength her loins. And he explains that loins mean the legs, and the legs support the body, which means the head and the arms are supported by the legs. Strength behind the arms and the support for the head are the legs. Also, the legs take the head and the body where they need to go. And the same is true also in the spiritual, that the head means the understanding of God's greatness. From this, from the understanding, a love and fear of God are produced and aroused. And the love and fear are the arms. And the arms and the head are supported by the legs of the neshama. What are the legs of the neshama? Emuna. And there are two legs, plural. Emuna seems to be only one thing, a single thing. But in Emuna also there are two parts, which are the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments. I am God, your God. And secondly, there is no other God. You shall have no other gods. So those are the two elements of the Emunah. So the Emunah is what gives strength and mobility to the head and to the arms, to the understanding of godliness and to the love and fear of God. The mobility, how the Emunah gives mobility, the Alter Rebbe has not yet said. Second half of Siman Aleph, page 204, the beginning of the paragraph. Ach, mi hu hanesin keyach ve'ez, lebechinas masnayim, but what is it that gives strength and power to the masnayim, to the legs, to the emunah, l'ha midu l'kayim harosh v'hazreyes, although the emunah has been nourished, and one's faith is strong, but what gives that faith the strength to elevate the mind and the heart above itself? As in the example that the body, the head and the arms sit on top of the legs. The legs carry the mind and the arms on top of itself, above itself. So the emunah also, the emunah is what gives strength to the head and to the arms, so that they can be even higher than the emunah itself. So where does the emunah get that strength? Hu esek v'limud halachis b'teira shebalpeh. That comes from the devotion to the study of the halacha that appears in the oral Torah. Shehi b'chinas gili ratzme el yein, because the oral part of Torah is the revelation of God's will, of the divine will. Because Torah comes from Chachma. Generally, we say that Torah comes from the divine Chachma, Aval Mekeira V'Sharsha, but its root and its source, Hu Lemay Lamay V'Chinas Chachma, is much deeper and much higher than Chachma, V'Hu Hanika B'Shem Ratzon Elyon Baruch Hu, and that higher level is called the divine will. So although Torah is an expression of Chachma, but it originates even higher and deeper than Chachma, it originates in God's will. Ukameshakosuv Katsin Rotsan Tatreno, like the will of God, the will, the Rotsin, is like a crown. Ka'atora Shi Alhamechin Shabereish, and the crown represents that which is higher than the head. In other words, higher than intellect. So that Teira is called Rotsin, God's will, and that is a crown above the head. It is a level higher than Chochmah. At that is by law, and this revelation of divine will is greater in the oral Torah than it is in the written Torah, as it says, Eishes Chayil, at that is by law, that the woman of valor is the crown of her husband. Woman of valor, the feminine, is a reference to Malchus. And Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh, as we say in the Pasuk Eliyahu. So that Eishes Chayil is a reference to the oral Torah, and that is called a Teres Baila. That is called the crown, because in the oral part of Torah, the Rotzin, God's will, and the details of his will are far more revealed than they are in the written Torah. So if we want to know what God wants, we want to know God's will, you can't look into the written Torah, you have to look to the oral Torah. So the oral Torah is a greater revelation of God's will, and it is the will of God that gives strength to the emunah, to the faith, that it should be able to elevate the mind and the heart. B'chol Hashem halachas b'chol yeim, and we also see that there's an advantage to the studying of halachas every day, because halachas is the will of God. Zehu chagra be'ez masneho, and this is what it means. She girds her loins with strength. Ein eiz ela Torah. Eiz is a reference to Torah, because it is Torah that strengthens the legs, strengthens the emuna. Shehi nesen es keyach ve'eiz lebichinas mosnayim. It is the Torah that gives the strength to the emuna, which is represented by the legs. Hachagurim umulubashim bo. When the emuna is girded and clothed in Torah, then it gives the emuna the strength, lachazek ulaamed zreiseha, to strengthen the hands. As the verse continues, chagra beiz masneha vataamed zreiseha. When she girds her loins with strength, then her hands are strengthened. Hein dechilurichim usichlim etivim. What are the arms? The arms are the love and fear of God, either born out of intelligence or the native love and fear. Kol chad lefum shiura delay, each person according to his level. Some are capable of arousing intelligent love and fear that is created by the intelligence, and sometimes the study of God's greatness arouses only the native love and fear, the love and fear that already exists in the heart but needs only to be revealed. Val hamodas v'kiyun b'chinas ha'resha b'nefesh, hi ha'seichel ha'mizbeinin, and so far we've shown how strengthening the emunah through the study of the oral Torah helps the emunah strengthen the hands, the love and fear. What about the head? How does the emuna have the strength to give stability and dignity to the head, to the understanding and the contemplation of God's greatness concerning this Amar? He says, Taima, he gives the reason, Kitev Sachra Mvur Makimachet. So far, we've talked about the greatness of the study of the oral part of Torah. Now, the Alter Rebbe turns to davening. Ach, eisu zman hachizug ve'imutz hazveiz v'hareish. What is the time and what is the occasion for strengthening the arms and the heart. The arms meaning the heart, and the head, the understanding of God's greatness. He shas tvilas hashachar shehi shas rachamim ve'es ratzon elyon l'mayla. It's when does this the strength behind the emuna is the divine will, which is experienced in the study of the oral part of Torah. But when is this applied, and when does this actually affect the emuna? It is during davening, and particularly during the shachris, because that's a time of divine will, when God's will is more reachable or available. Olezeis, and therefore, eiso avakish mimevakshe Hashem, this is what I ask of those who seek godliness, yavinu v'yaskilu yachdav, they should understand and grasp, liyeis lezichrin b'nei nehem, and they should also remember always, kol masha kosafti aleihem eshtakad b'chlal, all that I wrote about the davening last year in general, ubefrat me'inyin kavonas hatfilah, and particularly the importance of concentration in davening, me'umka deliba, from the depths of the heart, that a person should concentrate on davening from the depths of his heart. Yem yem yidushun Hashem b'chol libam u'v'chol nafsham, day by day, day after day, they should seek God with all their heart and all their soul, v'nafsham tishtapich kamayim nechach b'nei Hashem, and they should pour their souls out like water before God. U'kamayim erazal b'sifri ad mitzi ha'nefesh, and as the sages say in the Medrash, until the last drop of the soul. And that's the meaning of b'chol nafshecha, with your whole soul. And so, the continuation, or the application, of the benefits derived from the study of the oral Torah, is that a person, during davening, applies that godliness that he gains from the study of the oral Torah, he applies it to himself, and that gives the kavana, that gives the intention to the davening. So on the occasion of the conclusion of the Talmud, the Rebbe urges Hasidim not to stop there and not to quit in the middle, so to speak, but to complete the task and apply all that they've learned to themselves, and this happens during davening. The Hayem Yem, for the fourth day of Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that with all the effort in the world, one cannot earn even a single cent more than God had set aside for him. You have to do what is necessary, but you also must remember that the whole work, all the work that we do to make a living, is only a tuffle. It is only secondary. The main thing is the blessing that God gives. And the blessing can be earned by being an honest Jew. And that is by davening with a minyan, by observing Shabbos meticulously, and keeping kosher with the greatest degree of care, and giving our children an education, having them educated by teachers who themselves are observant Jews.